This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Hello, everybody. This is Gwyneth Isaacs, keeping the seat warm for Vincent this week. We have on the line Sharon, who is the beautiful wife of Kyle, who was with us in the last hour from Montana. And her specialty in life is preserving all the goodness that is produced from the land where they are living, because there are good seasons and there are bad seasons, and there's even good times of the year and bad times of the year. So there's, you know, in any survival situation or in any preparedness situation, you'll generally find that you have to preserve the bounty when it's there in one way or another. And that is Sharon's specialty, and that's what she's going to be talking about this hour. Hello, Sharon.
Well, hello, and I just found out what I'm talking about. I had been told we were going to discuss solar from a woman's point of view, but I'm cool with the other thing, too. That's great.
Just whatever you want to talk about.
Yeah, I only heard that yesterday. Anyway, I just got back from visiting my family in Alaska. My dad had a birthday party, and we gathered all the relatives, and I was coming home in the car, and my husband mentioned, would you like to be on it tomorrow? And they want you to talk about this. I thought, well, okay, sure.
Yeah, I'm happy to talk about the solar as well, because we live off the grid as well. And at the moment, I'm sitting in the dark because it's the middle of the night here, and every night our solar power goes off at a certain hour, and depending on the weather, because we don't have a particularly big solar power system, okay? And it means that we can't run refrigeration. And the lights are there until a certain hour of the night, and then it goes off, and it doesn't come on again until maybe half an hour after the sun comes up in the morning, when the battery's had a bit of a chance to charge. And one day when I'm a millionaire, I'm going to get a big solar power battery. It was not happening.
I read about solar power way back in high school, and I always thought it would be really cool. And we've talked about it off and on throughout the years, but when we bought our 35 acres way west of town, solar ended up being pretty much our own option, being as it would cost over $50,000 to bring in regular power, and we endeavored to live out of debt as much as possible. And so we weren't about to go into debt for some solar system. So we set up just a real moderate one. First we try to determine how much power we're using and how much we could reasonably reduce down to, you know, and there were some pretty obvious things, but once we got out there and set it up, we did discover we used a bit more power than we were even thinking. So if anyone was setting up a solar system and had the opportunity, I would say put bigger, if you can. But we worked it out. We did have, and do here also have a generator backup. So if I really wanted to do something that we have big batteries, and we just learned to use the power wisely. That was a bit of adjustment for our teenage daughter. She felt that she needed lots of electric appliances like hair dryers and all that kind of stuff, blow dryers and curling irons to look her best. So we sort of worked that out in the fact that if she really felt compelled to, she had to check where the batteries were at. My husband had a little panel there, and you could tell how high they were charged. And if they were low, she got the honors of going out and starting the generator for a while. And then she got the honors of turning it back off.
Yep.
So we tried to work with it. But, you know, teenage girls like to look their best, okay? So, you know, within reason, she couldn't leave them plugged in like she does at her house now all the time. But, you know, it's workable. I'm sure you, just like you said, you're working out with the power that you have. And we did the same thing. You do your, you know, heat, anything that creates heat zaps power, as you know. So we try to minimize anything that created heat. And so I actually realized very shortly that my regular toaster was not going to be a real good idea. So we switched to a camp stove toaster. And actually, it takes about the same amount of time. You just have to watch it, you know, that's all. I don't know. You know, I think it has to do with your mindset and then also just being intentional. I shouldn't even tell stories, but the people who bought our property out there had a big learning curve. They actually had their freezer on the porch plugged in the sun. And I tried to suggest they might want to not do that. And they were sure everything was going to be fine. And I'm sure by now, after having lived there quite a while, they've kind of learned that, you know. But there's just things that you do or don't do. Like our system would not handle a freezer. I thought that maybe I could run it during the day, and I had extra foam inside of it, you know, that styrofoam, and I put a big heavy blanket over, and then I thought I could turn it off at night and try to save the power, but that ended up not working out. It wouldn't keep cold enough, so our system wasn't near big enough to handle a freezer.
That's something that has been a really interesting challenge around here, too. And I have now lived 4 years without refrigeration.
I have not tried that very long. We lived in a place where we didn't have power in for a couple months. Before, it was the way we used to live in Alaska, okay, and the place we bought, we didn't have power right away. But we did build a large cellar on our other property, and we built a pretty good sized one here. But we were hoping to use that for refrigeration, which I actually did some. It just wasn't super close to the house, and I found that more inconvenient, to tell you the truth. But we did use it for a while, and it was acceptable. You know, it really was.
Yep.
We got a propane fridge. It wasn't real big, but it worked. And then I always had canned, but I canned more of my stuff, okay?
That makes a lot of sense. And at the moment, what we're, people say, oh, how do you live without a fridge? Because the thing is, this is, it's not outback Australia, but it is country Victoria. And it's semi-arid. And it gets really, really hot during the summer. You think that you get hot where you are. It's very, very common where we are for it to be over 40 degrees centigrade during the day for weeks and weeks and weeks on end.
Mm-hmm.
Every single day. And it might get up to 45 or 47 degrees centigrade.
Mm-hmm.
Which I don't know how much that is in Fahrenheit. I suspect it's something like 110.
It could be. Honestly, I have forgotten. I have personally forgotten how you do the adjustment on that one. But
yeah, it's really, really hot.
I'm sorry. Out of curiosity, can you build a brick cellar? I mean, I heard you talking earlier that the ground is really hard, so that could be a challenge, but do people or have people in the past built root cellars and attempted to keep some of their food colder that way?
There's evidence that somebody's tried to put in a root cellar here. Okay.
Uh-huh.
The roof fell in, and it's been low on the priority list to get it going again. I think I probably will. Try and get the root cellar growing again, because we have, I think I mentioned, we have a creek valley running through our place. It's actually a Y-shaped creek valley, so there's actually two forks to the creek, and the creek the fork on the creek that's closer to the house is where they put the root cellar in. And it's maybe probably about 50 metres from the house. And but this place, before we moved on to it, had basically been really badly neglected for about 10 years. And it needed a lot of work. When we first moved into the property, there was no pressure tower on the tank stand. That has since been fixed. That was a priority. There was a generator that belonged to the seller, and they wanted their generator back. And so we had to put the solar power in to have electricity. And the fences, there was one paddock, and, you know, now there's eight paddocks.
Right.
And there was no reticulation of water. There was no pressure tank on the dam for water pressure. There were, you know, the pumps and so many things needed to be doing. And the vegetable garden, the fences around the vegetable garden. We don't have deer where we are. Mm-hmm. We have kangaroos and wallabies. And some of these kangaroos are enormous. Some of them would be well over 6 foot tall. That's the big boomers, they're called, the big males.
Wow.
And they can jump, they can actually jump over 6 feet. But when they come to a 6 foot high fence, they will generally try and go around it rather than over it. You know, we have a lot of similar challenges to what you have, but the animals involved are different. And this
you know,
area in the Aboriginal language was actually called possum. There's no possums around here now. They died out quite some time ago, but the whole name of the district in the Aboriginal language, it means possum. So I don't know, maybe once I work on environmental improvements, then the possums will come back and then we'll know about it, won't we?
Maybe. You know,
yeah.
You know what's neat, though, is that where you're at, you're figuring out how to adapt and it can work. And where we're at, we have a different way of doing it. But really, you can be successful in just about every climate if you just learn how to work with it. You really can.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. And it's a thing of being adaptable and paying attention to where you are and paying attention to the particular challenges that are there and to see them as not insurmountable. But we're heading into a break, and I look forward to seeing you on the other side.
Okay.
Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to prostatemiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Hello there, everybody. This is Gwyneth Isaacs speaking, and I'm keeping the seat warm for Vincent this week. He's got other stuff going on in his life. And we have Sharon from Montana on the line, and we are talking about living off the grid, and especially with solar power systems. And the interesting challenges that it can present sometimes. Now, I don't have any teenage daughters, but I have two teenage sons. And they're both into technical stuff. They are. Mm-hmm. And in fact, we're all into tech stuff, because I have a Bitcoin mine, and I from time to time I post YouTube videos, and I do other sort of computer associated stuff. And so we have to be careful, because we can sometimes have three laptops between the three of us and the router, and we have a satellite internet dish, okay? And one thing that we noticed when we got the satellite internet was these satellite dishes are really, really hungry little creatures. It runs at about 100 watts. And during the winter, in the middle of winter, you can't use the internet after about 4:30 in the afternoon, because otherwise you'll be sitting in the dark all night.
Yeah.
We have little solar shed lights at various places around the house, so we're not falling over things. But I look at it this way. People, even just, 50, 60, 70 years ago, electricity was considered to be a luxury. Most people didn't have it.
We have old houses in Kalispell. We're not in Kalispell, but we live up in Northwest here. But I've been in Kalispell, and they have old houses there, and they have only, two outlets in the whole room because people did not use as much electricity way back.
Yeah. Well, in this house, there's only four electrical sockets in the whole house.
Which tells you that people didn't used to use a lot of electricity. But, like you and your sons, you want your technology. And when we moved out to this property, my husband and I, he discussed about maybe just doing 12-volt system. And I explained to him that I really did want to have my appliances. I have mixers and I have blenders and I like to cook. And I did not want to not be able to use those things, and it's expensive to buy 9-volt everything. So we went ahead and did the regular 110, 120, whatever it is, volts. But, yes, we had priorities, too, where I can see, that was your priority. And that's something people, if they are going to go off-grid, need to really consider. What is a priority and what system? You do sound like you have a very basic system. We didn't have a very big one, but we obviously had one more than yours. I will say, we put our first system in, I guess, close to 15, 16 years ago, and the solar panels are immensely improved. One panel but smaller will be the equivalent of four of the great big ones before. So it's a little more economical for people to get more power than it used to be. We were amazed. This system we put in here, we moved here about, I think, 2.5 years ago or something. These panels, we have more of them, and they put up, four times our old ones. So we're studying a lot better in this place, but then we were studying a little bit better economically because we owned our place and we sold it, so we had some money to put into this place,
Yeah.
But, you work with what you have. I get different magazines, and I'm not knocking Mother News, but they do tend to put these massive solar arrays in that have to cost a fortune to run every conceivable electric thing you would want. And if people want to do that and have the funds, I would have absolutely no problem with it. But a lot of people, and you've probably run into this, say, well, I just can't afford to do solar. But as you're talking about and as we've done, you can do solar and just cut back your electric usage.
Yeah. The other thing that you can do is you can build up your solar power in stages, okay? So you can go through a stage of buying more panels and then afterwards buying more batteries and then buying more panels and then buying more. You can do it that way, but you usually have to double the capacity of your batteries each time. And you get to a certain stage and you have to, double the...
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105. For a recorded message.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740.
800-610-7740. Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Hello, everybody. This is Gwyneth Isaac speaking again. And sitting in this week for Vincent. And I have on the line Sharon from Montana, and we are discussing what it's like to live off the grid with a solar power system. You know, where we are, we're in the southern hemisphere, and we live on a south-facing slope, okay? And we live in the middle of a eucalyptus forest, and this is something that people have to consider when they are installing solar power, is aspects. and what you have around you. Fortunately, the people who were living in this house before us, they cleared quite a nice big clearing all the way around the house. So we don't have trees really shading the solar too much. But people have to take this into account, especially if they are considering moving into a forested environment.
I would agree. We have woods, and we had to cut, we actually had to cut down two beautiful big trees. We have lots of trees, but these were particularly beautiful. But we really wanted to be able to have, be off-grid again, so they had to go, and we have others. But, yes, you need to consider that for sure, because you have to have enough sun to get your panels to charge enough where you're going to have to use a backup or, as you guys are doing, sit in the dark. Dear.
Yep. We did have a generator. We had a marinized Yanmar generator. But you have an advantage in that you have a man with mechanical ability.
My husband is very, very capable. He can do just about anything he puts his mind to, and you are correct. I have an amazing advantage that way, yes.
Yeah, whereas I'm actually a widow, and, motors are not my big thing. It's just not, my dad was an amazing mechanical guy, but he actually died 6 weeks before my husband. They've both been dead now for over 14 years. And, you know, it's times like this that I really, really, really miss them. And apparently it was only a solenoid on the generator, but I had no idea of how to fix it. And somebody offered to buy the generator off me. They were going into an off-grid situation. They did have the mechanical ability to fix the generator. And so I said, well, you can get it going. I'm happy to sell it to you for the sake of you having some electricity where you are. And they were going once again into a solar power situation. It was better than it sitting here with me not having any idea what to do with it.
Yeah.
You've got to think that way.
Well, I was going to say also, you've shown, though, that even though you don't have a man, as you said, or somebody who is adept, you've managed to make it work. I think that most people probably wouldn't want to live quite as simple as you are, because it'd be too much of a shock or it's just too much work. But, you know, a basic solar system like us, we just learned to, the thing I had to learn is, like, if I wanted to vacuum, I pretty much needed to do it when the sun was shining, okay?
Yes.
Or when I did laundry, I pretty much did it when the sun was shining. We did have a propane dryer, but it ran, the tub ran electricity, and in fact, we still have it. And it has a electric igniter to start it, and that used a little more power than we even thought, strangely enough. But you learn to do a lot of stuff. You just think about when to do it. Like in the summer, I could actually use a crock pot because we had a lot of power, but in the winter, I changed over to using a Dutch oven on my wood cook stove, on my wood stove, you know, which actually makes a really tasty meal. There's something about cooking in that cast iron that really makes a rich flavor. It's great. So I would do that occasionally. But, you know, it's like you said, but, you know, also where you, I really think connections are big, okay? If you know people who know people, they can say, well, I'll trade you for this, or, you know, if you fix that, I can give you this, or, you know, bartering type of trading.
Yeah.
And I feel we live in a society, maybe not where you're at, but most people I don't know very many people in a closer way. I mean, they know them as acquaintances at work, but they have no clue what they do on their off time, and they don't have those connections. And I feel like connections are very valuable, and if things got crazy, you would really want connections. And so, you know, my husband's incredibly good at bartering and trading things, so if he didn't know how to fix something, he would probably meet up with somebody who could fix it, and he'd work out a deal with them, you know? But, if you don't know, you don't. But there is a lot of information, like, you know, on the online that you can find out how to do a lot of things. But, you know, we're not all skilled in the same thing, so if you're not, find somebody who is.
No, that's fair enough. But, you because electrical circuits I don't have a problem with. I actually got the solar power system. Mm-hmm. And I did have some help from a solar electrician. He wasn't happy to put it together for me, but he showed me what to do, and I was able to go up there and put the solar power system, which I bought, which was in parts, together. And when I first got the generator, it actually was going, and I hooked up the generator, I hooked up the solar panels, and it also has a wind generator as well. Mm-hmm. And I hooked it all up together, and it all worked.
So, see, it just shows you can do it.
It's funny,
right?
Isn't it? Electrical circuits I can do.
Yeah, well, and that's pretty brilliant.
Yeah, it's. I suppose I could, if I sat down and sort of figured out how to do it. I suppose I could get motors working. But the thing is, it's a thing of, you know, what you feel inclined to do, and where your priorities lie. And I actually work pretty well full time as being a telephonist. I earn my crust by doing card readings, tarot readings for people, okay, for one of the, actually it's an American company, it's one of the biggest 1-900 psychic companies in America. And so when I'm online, I'm pretty busy. And I'll get lots and lots of calls during the day. And a lot of them these days are actually repeat clients as well. I have to do that to bring the money in. And that's another area that I think that people don't consider when they are thinking to go off the grid. How are you going to bring your income in?
I agree. I totally agree. If you go too far out, it can be a challenge and actually pretty difficult to keep traveling back and forth. I mean, if you're willing to do it, it's not a problem, but you need to realize the time it's going to take, and it's more wear and tear on your car, and just be aware of it. But I don't feel that we have to know how to do everything. So, I mean, the more you learn to do, the better, I feel. But if you connect with other people who know how to do things that you either are not real gifted in or don't want to do, you can barter and trade and get the job done still without having to do everything yourself, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and I've found that as well. There are things that I am quite good at. And they bring in the income, and I can either trade that cash for, things that I need, or I can do things for other people that they need help with. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and I think that's pretty satisfying, though.
It's about building up a local network of people that you know and people who have resources that you might need from time to time, okay, and to figure out who does what and to have a list of telephone numbers in your book of people who live locally. Like, for instance, there's the water tanker guy. Okay, and I found out that he has a farm. He also has sheep on his farm. He breeds sheep. That's his main business, okay? And the water carting is something that, you know, is something extra. He has a good well on his place, okay? And he also has a lot of dam water, so he's able to sell the excess water on his place. And from time to time, like it'll only happen once every maybe 7 years or something, we'll have an exceptionally bad year and we need water in the dam. Well, I know who I can call. And he's an old timer. His family's been there for generations. He's not going anywhere. But he also breeds merino sheep. And so if I really wanted to have a sheep for slaughter, I know how to butcher the sheep. I would just have to buy it from him, and he would bring it around here, and I would be able to butcher it up. Okay? Mm-hmm. And this is something where, I can do that, and I can pay him cash. The cash helps him. Okay? And he can provide me with a sheep. And,
right.
You know, maybe From time to time I have run sheep and goats on this place, but maybe I don't want to run sheep all the time. And
yeah.
That's something that you've got to take account of. But you've got to have some way, some set of useful skills that you can trade, either for currency or for other goods and services that you need. And that means before you enter the preparedness lifestyle, I think that you have to have either a good skill set anyway, or you have to spend maybe a few years building the skill set, learning how to do something like, I don't know, maybe growing vegetables or keeping chickens.
But, you know, I think people should just start. A lot of people say, well, I can't and I don't have and I don't and I can't. And they got a million excuses. And like you said, if nothing else, open, get a couple of pots and start growing something or start canning up something simple like fruit, okay? Or dehydrate something. Start learning
this
skill.
Right.
I think it's really wise to learn as many skills as you can, but I do not feel compelled to have to do everything, you know?
No, that's right. And it's often not possible anyway. It's
right.
Always not possible. Everybody's got to have their niche. Anyway, I'll see you on the other side of the break. This is the final segment, okay?
Yep.
Okay, see you soon.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Today, how to get started on incorporating your business in just 10 minutes, so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1. Stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call incorporate.com to start your incorporation in just 10 minutes, or get a free incorporation toolkit including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. Call 1-800-943-6798. Incorporate.com doesn't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy, so you can start incorporating or forming an LLC in just 10 minutes. Step 3. Congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes, you're on the way to protecting your home, car, and life savings. And that is how you get started on incorporating your business in just 10 minutes. Call 1-800-943-6798. Incorporate.com is giving away incorporation toolkits for free. That's 1-800-943-6798.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000. While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity at below market price at a guaranteed 10 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded on the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries, and Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-back rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by August 31st at procoincurrency.net. That's procoincurrency.net. Deadline for 10 cent guarantee is August 31st.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why today?
God, you're
take my
when you go to the
for
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Hello, this is Gwyneth Isaac speaking, sitting in for Vincent this week. I'm here with Sharon from Montana. You know, this is the final segment, and often when I'm in the final segment of a show, what I do is I ask the guest if they have anything that they want for people, for to be a takeaway for the people in the class out there, in the listening audience. You know, it's something that's really, really important that's on your heart that you would like to have as a final thing that you want to say.
Well, now that kind of took me off guard. you know, I guess
just anything you want to say.
Yeah, it's probably kind of my mantra. You know, I'm going to lead into this, but I once did a little substitute teaching, which I found an absolute blast personally, because I guess I'm kind of unconventional about how I do it. But they had to write an article, a little letter, seventh graders, I think, on luck. Okay. And one of the guys said, well, you know, what about luck? I said, well, you know, there are people who say you make your luck. And he looks at me like, what? And I said, well, you know, there's people who start out small little business, build it up, and pretty soon they own this great big business, they're making a lot of money, and they say, oh, they were lucky. I said, but the business didn't drop in their lap. They took steps to go that direction. And I feel the same thing applies to if you want to live a self-sufficient lifestyle. It's not just going to fall from the sky. You know, you start out simple, grow something little, can something, dehydrate something, learn how to make your own bread, learn how to cook. A lot of people don't know how to cook at all. Buy extra food when it's on sale. You have to take steps to get there. And
that's,
I feel like people have the, you know, people have, I just don't know what to do. It's just too hard. I can't learn. Like, I can't work on motors. Well, so what? I can't work on motors either. Okay, I happen to have a spouse that can. But, you know, so what? Do what you can do. And so I guess that's kind of my bent. I don't do I can't very well, okay?
Yeah.
I'm totally willing to say there's some things I don't wish to do. I could do them. I prefer not to, and I will not do them unless it becomes essential, okay?
Yeah.
But I can do a lot, but I didn't learn it in one day or one year. We've been doing this for a long time, and I can do a lot, but I had to learn it one thing at a time, and I didn't come from a family really that did a whole lot of this. My mother did grow a garden. We did a little bit canning. But I actually didn't do very much of it. She kind of just delegated chop up this or, you know, put this in a jar. And
yeah.
So when I started, I actually called the extension service and asked them, by the way, what do I do? Like one time I was canning a huge batch of green beans, and at that time we had an electric stove. The power went off, and I thought maybe the whole batch was ruined. I called them and found out you can restart the whole timing over. But I didn't know that stuff. I just had to call, and then I read, and then I asked people that know stuff. And if people really are all interested in doing this type of lifestyle, they just got to start. You know, that's all there is to it.
I would say you're absolutely right. My family background, we always had vegetables, and my mom was a master canner. She just had cupboards full of preserved goods. And, you know, a great deal of it actually came from our own vegetable garden, which was a third of an acre of land in the middle of the suburbs. But her, you know, Dad had been a market gardener, and he'd had a dog boarding kennels. He'd had a chicken farm with about 3,000 chickens. And so, you know, for the first part of their marriage, they had no electricity at all. They only had electricity when they stopped growing tomatoes and started growing chickens. And they had to have incubators and that sort of thing, obviously, and heat lamps, so they needed electricity. But what happened was when I first bought my first really big piece of land, which was 10 acres in Geraldton, I didn't have a clue what to do. I got sheep and I needed to slaughter one day. I phoned my mum, and my mum was the one who taught me how to slaughter and process a sheep.
Well, you
and
learned.
Now I can do it, no worries. It's an afternoon's work.
Well, we learned to cut up deer by watching a butcher friend of ours cut one up when I was a kid. I'm not young kid. And then my family started doing it, and so I just figured, you know, we may not make the really fancy cuts, but I cook it, and I know what pieces
and
I wear. I've showed other friends how to cut them up because it costs a lot to have it done, and they've been pleased with it.
Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.